Good morning. I'm so glad to welcome you. أهلا وسهلا بالجميع. Charlie and your family, we love you. We love your father and mother. And I know today is a viewing for your dad, Sami Audi. I'd like to welcome Jameel, Mr. and Mrs. Jameel Haddad from Chicago. And I've seen, I think, Maxwell here and few children, teenagers. We're so glad that you're here. We are going to give every teen and every child a book. And happy birthday, Sophia. She's 7 years old. In 3 days, Genevieve will be 4 years old. So don't leave before taking a book today. If you happen to be here for the first time, I've seen a couple that we're gonna marry soon. We're so glad, young man, that you're here, you and your fiance, and we will be attending your wedding. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. My dearly beloved, throughout the world today, which actually on August 15, in the East, in the West, in the Catholic Church, in the Orthodox Church, in the Episcopalian Church, they all celebrate the Holy Dormition, the falling asleep of the Mother of God. It tells us that this feast is one of the oldest fixed feasts in the Christian world. And your church is named after the Holy Dormition, Eid al-Qadr al-Sayyid. And that is the icon in the middle. What do we celebrate in the Holy Dormition? In the Holy Dormition, we celebrate that for a Christian, there is no death. That for a Christian, there is no ending of life. That for a Christian, there's always a resurrection. And the Virgin Mary, as the tradition tells us, when she died, her son came, Jesus, and took her body to heaven. So we celebrate today because I know on Tuesday none of you will come to church. So we're doing what works. In the gospel that was read to us, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, they were first cousins. And when they met, Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And Elizabeth said to her, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you," which is the angel. The angel actually said that. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Because from now on, all generations will call you blessed." We are so blessed because Mary is our mother. She is the perfect woman. Sometimes our mother may not be perfect, but Mary The mother of God is prolific. One day, Jesus was speaking at the house of another Mary, Mary the sister of Lazarus. And she had a sister named Martha. There was a woman in the crowd. When she heard him speak, she came to him and said, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast that nursed you. طوبى للبطن الذي حملك وثديك الذي رفعك." My message to you today, especially those who are young, if people see you today, would they say, "Blessed is your mother"? Why is this so important? Because our mother gave us life. And if we are the mother of our parents, we are to be good. So we will not bring disgrace to our family. In America today, people do whatever they want to do. They behave in every fashion they want to behave. And they will not take into consideration about their reputation and about the reputation of their mom and dad. Society and family can only be preserved when I keep my family name good. So when people see me, they would say, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth." I don't know if I said that to you. When I came to America in 1971, I flew from Damascus. My dad was 58 years old, young man, but he had high blood pressure. I asked him, "I've never been in America. What would you want me to send you back from America?" He did not say that, "I want you to be educated." He did not say, "I want you to become a rich man." He did not say, "I want you to become a famous man." He said, "Send me my name back. Rajaiz, send me my name back." This is the most difficult commandment that we live by. So when I live, sometimes I want to be angry. Sometimes I want to be not forgiving. Sometimes I want to be mad. But I keep remembering, if I am angry and mad and not forgiving, would I keep my dad's name? Would I honor my mother? Would I honor my mother? The book of Proverbs, chapter 22, says, "A good name is to be chosen more than all the wealth in the world." And all the wealth in the world. "And a good grace more than silver and gold." When we work, we're able to produce riches. And God blessed us with His riches. You work hard, but that's not enough. It's harder that you must work to honor your family. Now, even if our family is not perfect, we have a perfect family, the church. So kids, remember the womb, the mother who gave you birth. And sometimes we are adopted, and we love our adopting parents. They're just as good. So, married life, young people life, don't disgrace your family. You might be tempted to steal. You might be tempted to be corrupt. You might be tempted to step over others to make a wealthy man. You might be wealthy, but you already disgraced your name and disgraced your mother. So as we honor the Holy Dormition today, we honor our mother, we honor the Virgin Mary, and we honor all those who gave us birth. So blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breast that nursed you. طوبى للبطن الذي حملكم والثديين الذي رضعتهما. And Jesus would say, but blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Keep the word of God wherever you go, because the word of God will light your feet and always take you to the right place. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. I need to make an announcement. Today,